Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another case station. So basically, after you introduce yourself, double check the patient name, date of birth, the case scenario is about a person who's in his 60s, who had some symptoms of anemia lately, and the full blood count showed that he had a lower level of hemoglobin and CV, and you need to talk to the patient and explain the blood result and advise accordingly. So basically, you'll start off this station by asking how's the patient doing lately, what brought him to the clinic, what was the reason for this blood test being requested. So the patient might say that I've been feeling not well lately. I've been tired, had breathlessness, maybe tummy symptoms, not seeing anything like something in his poo or any discoloration, maybe the sort of thing. So you just need to prop around the main finding predicted sign symptoms that the patient might have, and you will ask if there is anything has been noticed lately, and if the symptom had worsened or stayed the same, and ask the patient understanding what might be the reason for those symptoms. Because sometimes the patient might have certain ideas or thoughts about the issue, or maybe they have certain prediction for things, or maybe they want to have something. So just explore about the patient feeling and thoughts, and if it's affecting his day-to-day lifestyle, or if it's impacting him in any way. So you just need to inquire if the patient has any idea, and also ask if they have the patient if they have any concern at all, and ask them also how they are feeling on the day while you are talking to them, and before starting all of that, ask them if they are happy to proceed, and if the patient raised any symptom recently, ask how long ago, and if it's linked to anything at all, and if it varies through the day, anything make it worse or improved. And then you will jump in the main thing and say, do you know, do you understand your blood result? So the patient might say vaguely, so you would say in simple terms, avoid any medical jargons at all. So I'll say that your blood is composed of different cells. One of them is RBC, or the red blood cells, which seems to be very low in this blood result finding. And we just need to know what might be the reason for that. So you'll ask certain questions just to understand what's the lifestyle of the patient, what's his eating habit, if he has any symptom like bleeding, for instance, or darkening of the poo, or he had a recent operation, or anything that could be linked to the cause of his low hemoglobin. Ask also if he has any past medical history, or if there is any medication that he's taking over the counter, say for instance non-steroidal or anti-inflammatory drugs, which is known to cause bleeding. Ask if there is any tummy pain, bumps and lumps, recent loss of weight, dizziness, loss of appetite. So I just need to ask about this. And then you will explore how is the patient feeling about all of that, and tell him that this condition mandate intervention or immediate attention, and we would like to have you admitted and possibly to carry further investigation and to correct your blood level. So this might involve giving you a blood, which is called transfusion after cross-matching. So you need to just explore about the patient feeling, and if he's happy to do so. So the patient might say, I'm not able to do that. So you need to ask, why is that? Is there any particular reason? Is there anything that we can help with? So the patient might say, I live far away, or I'm not feeling well, or maybe I have my partner who's ill and I need to look after her, or maybe he has his grandsons. So I need to explore all around that. The patient might say, I'm shocked to hear about my blood investigation. I didn't know that. Is it very serious? Why I need to go to the hospital? What's the reason for that? So I just need to explain that it's a serious condition. It might deteriorate. You might get more sick. So you just need to explain. It might also tell him that it might cause, say, for instance, failure in your heart or failure of certain vital organ. So all of that, you just need to double check that the patient understand what are you saying to them. You could summarize also or ask the patient to tell you what they understand in order just to make sure that the patient get the full picture of the issue. Try to refrain and avoid the use of I totally understand. This kind of thing just imply that like you are understanding the patient feeling or situation, which is not right. And GGMC advise against that. So this is something you should put in mind. Just say, I can see, I can imagine. It must be frustrating, must be hard, something like that. And after asking the past medical history, also you need to ask about family history, if there is similar illness in the same family. It could be inherited anemia or something like that. And ask about, as I say, the social situation, though the patient mentioned already, could have mentioned that they live with his partner or they live alone, or maybe he need help. Ask if he's working or if he's retired. And if he needs any support, for instance, the lifestyle, like, for instance, drinking, smoking, level of activity. So the patient may be persuaded after you explain the seriousness of the condition. So the patient might say, okay, we'll arrange for that, or maybe arrange for me to be taken to the hospital if he can do so. And then you will take it from there, or the patient might say, it's late now, I can't go to the surgery, so I'll just emphasize that you will arrange for everything, and he just can't go to the A&E, and then they will admit him for further investigation. And also, never forget to safety net the patient and state that if anything deteriorate, or you're not feeling yourself, or you feel that your symptom worsen, or you started to, for instance, to feel dizzy or lose consciousness, all of that, just anything that doesn't seem right, you need to go to the A&E or call the ambulance to take things further. So by that, I hope that I covered one of the main station as well, exploring around anemia when the patient declined to be admitted. Thank you.